There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Hail, hail. The gang is all here. None of these people are expendable. I mean, Molly Page, she is not expendable. Jennifer Horn, not expendable. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, not expendable. Whew. Molly is here because when we need to know the facts, need to know the story behind the story, when we need to know...
I'll look it up later.
She's there to help us out.
She asked Surrey.
Yes.
She asked Tom Cruise's daughter?
You know, wait a minute. I got to laugh. Hey, I just figured out how I could save a lot of money. We just use Surrey on the air instead of Molly.
Oh, there you go.
You're going to use Tom Cruise's daughter on the air?
Call her Kara, too.
Really?
She won't answer, though.
That's an inside joke. Kara is the lady who, when Richie's not running the controls, is running the controls in our studio in Washington.
She's the glue that keeps all of this together.
She's better at it than you are.
No, without doubt.
This is all her fault.
Yeah. So, under the circumstances... I often now, because the new two of them are new, so I will say Kara when I need Molly to do something, and I'll say Molly when I want Kara to do something, and so we both
just ignore him.
Right, that's good.
I was going to say, and they both love that.
Story of my life. All right, speaking of info that is unimpeachable. Senate is taking a crucial vote. Let me say that again, Doug. The Senate is taking a crucial vote today on that fast-track trade bill. What's going to happen?
Well, a major priority for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who needs 60 votes to end the debate, push the bill out of the chamber this week. Vote's going to be close, they say. Uh-huh. And things could get complicated because Senator Maria Cantwell, who supports the trade bill, and this is shocking, demanded to attach an unrelated bill to it.
No!
Yes.
My God, can you imagine that?
Why can't these people vote up and down on anything?
No, they got to take care of
themselves. They don't know.
No.
Yeah.
Look at their, look at who's giving them money in their campaign.
They're like centipede. They just like keep things on the back end of themselves.
In and out. Okay. So that's that one. Then there's the Export-Import Bank. That is under attack. And I don't know. I don't understand why the Ex-Im Bank is under attack. We sell a whole lot of American goods, products, and services. People borrow the money from us using the Ex-Im Bank. And, for example, the biggest customer is Boeing. Boeing will sell a plane to, let's say, Morocco. And Morocco will borrow the money from the Ex-Im Bank. The Ex-Im Bank is a tool. A lot of people say, it's another connection to the Fed. I'm not so sure that's the case. What I do know is that it will help American businesses abroad, because a lot of these countries or a lot of the companies in countries don't have the ability to buy on time. Now, you can say, well, you mean these countries and these companies all have shaky credit. That's why they can't get credit. We're giving it to them, and we ended up holding the bag in some circumstances. Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. I think the American taxpayer has ended up holding the bag. But what would you rather hold the bag for? $240 billion worth of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse at the Pentagon?
Oh, yeah, please.
Oh, you want that instead?
It just sounded so good. Yeah, option.
Yeah, right, yeah. I think this is... And by the way, if both of them or either of them were run better, they wouldn't have any of this. But the Ex-Im Bank, the reason that it's always under fire is because it's extraordinarily political. All the hacks who want to get somebody... in some position of power, they put this is a dumping ground for hacks. And so that's one of the problems. That's why it gets controversial. Speaking of that, Molly or Jennifer or Richie or whomever, Rand Paul filibustered last night the NSA story. And I have a tag on this, but I'm just looking. He was on from 1:18 in the afternoon to 11:49 last night.
He's no Ted Cruz.
Right. Ted Cruz went like 18 hours or something, right?
Yeah.
You know, he stopped short just before midnight,
yeah.
And no one knows why.
Yeah, we can't figure out why. I thought it was brilliant that he just kind of, they've only got a couple of days left in session, and he figured, I'll just eat this one up,
yeah.
And hopefully they won't be able to finish it up, and it'll just expire,
yeah.
Because if they don't vote on it or re-up it by June 1st, it just goes away.
Yeah.
Right.
So he figured, I'll just eat a day up. But what we can't figure out, and we were discussing, is that if he'd have gone another 10 minutes, he would have filibustered it, yeah. And it goes away, right? But he stopped 10 minutes short.
So is there some deal?
Yeah, probably making a point.
Don't know.
And then walking out.
All right, so,
I mean, it's interesting.
But as a result of the vote, which may or may not come, the Justice Department said to the NSA yesterday that it might have to start shutting down its phone data collection program by the end of the week. Now, you can say to yourself, wait a minute, why would that be? This has to do with the Patriot Act, law that we all know about that came in after September 11th. Parts of the Patriot Act allow the NSA to creep into our lives, and that is expiring on the 1st of June. Congress having a lot of problems in figuring out how to renew it. I think the House didn't. They extracted a bunch of stuff that's questionable or controversial, right, in their side of the bill.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wish that, you know, I don't understand why this is so difficult and why there's such big debate.
It's very convenient, the vacation time next week, so the last chance to decide what to do is
right,
probably
the Supreme Court does it. They're going to dump out all the controversial decisions before they go. Everything controversial they dump out and then they go on vacation. But I don't understand with the Patriot Act, why we don't just modify. Because I think what is pretty bipartisan, because, you know, I'm a great uniter, Dougie.
Yes, she is.
Is to get rid of the phone surveillance, get rid of the big chunks of the bill that people don't like, and keep the pieces that people do think make sense,
mm-hmm.
like, and I talked about this with you, the patterns of online behavior that show people going after, you know, going and talking to groups that are associated with ISIS or Al-Qaeda, or how to build a bomb, or how to do this. I'd rather have those patterns pointed out, because that makes me feel safer. You just don't listen, you don't need to listen to my phone call with Doug Steffen tonight, you know?
So,
I mean,
They don't.
They only listen to international calls.
Right. Mm. But I think that's the people's perception.
Hello, is Edward Snowden
the access
there? Can I speak to Mr. Snowden, please?
Right. Well, now, will pretty Snowden much, be allowed back in, do you think? He's the one who blew the whistle on all of this, saying that it was illegal, and now it's been deemed illegal. Why
How about
can't
Chelsea
come home?
Manning or whatever? What was Manning's
that
first
name? Bradley.
Oh, Bradley.
Bradley Manning, yeah.
Remember him?
Slash Chelsea.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is
this debate, wow.
We have a murder case going on here in Washington, D.C.
Really? What a surprise.
Of a family that was, a whole family.
Somebody's morals were killed.
Right. Murdered. And the way
no one reported it.
They're now putting pictures of the guy that they think did it all over the news. They're saying, if you've seen this guy, blah, 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 call us. You know how they found we have all this technology, and you know how they found this guy, or how they determined that this was the guy who did it? Is apparently when he was holding them captive in their own house, he ordered the Domino's pizza.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah,
and they
got it.
They
on
took the Domino's pizza and they ran it through a DNA test. Mm-hmm. And then ran that against
not
all of their records.
Like this, but they,
they ran it against it because the guy's been in jail before. And then, boom, here he is.
Yeah.
So a pizza takes you down.
There you go. 16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Food news in the next half hour, by the way. Just for those. Television news, food news. We got it all here on Good Day.
And beer speaking news, and we got a date.
What's that?
Yeah, beer news, and we got a date.
I know. We're all set.
TV, pizza,
how about
beer.
Super Beats? To go with your breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or have it any time. You don't have to have it with a meal. Matter of fact, I think, Richie, didn't you say that they advised against having this with a meal? It was almost a meal in itself?
No, I mean...
Can you have it with a meal?
Yeah, I mean, you can. I mean, I didn't. I usually have it late morning.
Yeah.
Kind of when I need a little bit of...
Because that gets you charged up, and after you get off the program, you get...
Yeah, but I'm sitting here chatting everything. It's after I leave where I'm like, okay, I need a little something.
All right, so Super Beats turns out to be the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates. Yesterday I had my physical with Dr. Ken. I'm doing fine, thank you very much. I have a couple of little things that are stress-related, but nothing serious. As a matter of fact, he told me I was in better shape now than I was when he saw me a couple of years ago. And so under the circumstances, we're talking about the various things that I've done over the past year or so to increase the flow of blood to the various areas of my body. We've had discussions. There are several products around that are good for this. And Super Beets is certainly the best of the products because what the components are of beets, it allows you, because of maybe you just use DNA. The DNA of the beet has in it particles of nitric oxide, which when ground up, you get 3 beets in a teaspoon of Super Beets. Put it in the water, drink it, and all that nitric oxide gets into your system naturally, opens up your vessels and gets blood into your organs, your brain, your muscles, everything. And so you look better, you feel better because you are better. More blood is nothing but important. This is the important way for you to ensure longevity and to keep your gut clean and healthy too. A lot of blood to feed your stomach during digestion. So you need to eat the right stuff. You need to support yourself with things like Super Beets. And so as I suggest to you, one of the things that is crucial to this program is healthy eating. We always are talking about things that are good for you, and Super Beets is better than anything else in order to get your system working well. Got high blood pressure? Bring it down and keep it there with Super Beets. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com and get a 30-day supply free with your regular order. You'll also get a book called Beat the Odds, and you get free shipping. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets to feel super, be super. 800-655-4183. Order today or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can't make on budget happen. Make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
All right, the Foo Fighters here on Good Day. They were on with the Letterman gang last night to celebrate the career that is now over for David Letterman. I remember when I first saw him. He's a weatherman in Indianapolis. It's just amazing how he's changed over the years, but how he stayed with it. Anyway, this is the song. Did they perform this exact song last night, Molly?
Kenny,
excuse me.
And why did they perform this song, Kenny?
This song, Letterman didn't say exactly, but this was had a special meaning to him.
Yeah. What is the lyric line? What's it called, the song?
It's called Everlong.
So maybe that may just get a long career under his belt.
Dave Grohl's one of the coolest dudes in rock and roll.
21 after.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armour.com. Come and take it.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Rich.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Ready for the best bass line.
Got a fat bass in the background, baby.
Playing a song by an artist that had one hit, that's it. Band of Gold. Who is this?
Hey, and if you pay attention real close, one of us is bound to give you the answer in this segment.
Right.
All
right. Is it my turn today or Jennifer's?
Right. We can't get through this 6 minutes of this fun little contest without one of us giving it away. So pay real close attention because we're bound to give it to you.
I'm not sure I know
You don't know this one?
She knows the song. She doesn't know who it is.
Who it is. Okay. If you know who it is, you'll dial us up now at 888-302-3684. I thought we were getting that next trip ready. Is that something that we need to talk about together?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. Right.
I'm still waiting for the iWatch to show up.
I thought...
The Apple Watch.
We have to, according to Bob, give him a coupon.
Make up your mind, Ray.
I mean, as a prize?
Yeah.
I'm giving them both away, but not at the same time.
Come on, Santa Claus.
Here we go.
But neither of them today.
I was watching on the plane last night an episode of Castle when a Santa Claus fell out of the sky and into
that was a good one.
Did you see that one?
I did.
Yes. All right, I don't know what that has to do with anything. All right, this is called Band of Gold, number one during this week in 1970. Who is this? 888. 302-3684. Let's see what we can find out about this. A lady born in Detroit, Michigan, older sister of a former member of the Supremes. Her early musical influences were jazz singers like Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday. As a teen, she attended the Detroit Institute of Musical Arts, began singing jingles for radio commercials, and appeared on local TV talent shows. That's where a lot of the singers, gospel music, or singing radio jingles. A lot of people get started that way.
Sure, yeah.
As she moved to New York City, appeared with Quincy Jones, Pearl Bailey, and Bill Cosby. following year, she recorded her first album for Impulse Records, which is a jazz label, as I remember. She made occasional appearances on Merv Griffin's program, Johnny Carson's show. Her big break came when she signed with former Motown producers Holland, Dozier Holland.
Yeah.
This was one of their songs, Band of Gold. Shot up to the top of the charts, stayed there long enough to earn her and them a gold record.
Monster.
Yeah, it's a
monster.
big song. I can remember it. It was a purple and blue label. It was sort of like the clock with each hour a different color. So yeah, it was light blue, dark blue, light
five
blue.
5 minutes to Wapner.
Yeah. Very funny.
I'm definitely a good driver.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right. So anyway, she had a couple of other hits, Bring Home the Boys, but this was the only one that got to the top of the charts, and therefore she is our one-hit wonder for the day today on Good Day. Who is this? Crank it up, Richie. Let's go through the crowd here. Ken, have I ever spoken to you before? You're in New Haven. Have I ever spoken to you before?
Yes, I have.
All right, okay, let's see. Let me keep going here then. Tom, have I ever spoken to you before?
Hey, Tom, if you're smart, you'll lie.
Just say no.
No. I never have. Never have.
All right, he is not. I'm not telling him the truth.
Hey, no, he's telling the truth.
No. He's a lie detector. Rita.
Yes.
Have I ever spoken to you before?
No.
All right, now I believe her.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I believe her. All right, the dog just attested to her, too. What's your dog's name?
The dog's name is Rennie.
Rennie? What kind of a dog is it?
He's a Sheltie. He's gorgeous.
Going to look at dogs today. And
Shelties are wonderful.
Really?
So are labs. We have a rescue lab, and he's wonderful.
All right. Okay, what's the name of this singer?
Oh, it's Freda Payne.
Freda Payne, F-R-E-D-A-P-A-Y-N-E. You get the One Hit Wonder CD. And our thanks for listening to the Good Day program, Rita. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, sometimes just one is not enough. And it doesn't only refer to potato chips. It can refer to dogs and cats as well. Many of my listeners have more than one pet or have one pet and are thinking of adding a second pet into the household. Some people are real lucky. My mom was able to go out, pick up a stray, bring them in the house, and somehow they all got along with each other. But there are things you need to know. A little first pet psychology. Anytime a new animal is coming into a house where one animal already exists, there's going to be some challenges. There's going to be territorial challenges, there's going to be challenges over affection, there's going to be challenges over food. It's up to you as a good pet guardian to avoid these. And one of the best ways to avoid it is to introduce the two dogs away from the house, perhaps on neutral territory, so they get to know each other without all the territorial craziness. Also, start feeding each dog out of two dishes so there's no possessiveness over food. Given time, a little space, and a lot of work on neutral territory, one day you'll come home and find them sleeping whisker to whisker. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. And get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Molly Page, and Jennifer Horn, a cast of thousands or millions, if you consider all the people who are listening to the Good Day program around the country and around the world. Thank you very much. 888-302-3684 reaches us in one way, the live voice way. You can send us email if you like. Why not? Pick a number, pick a name, and send it to DougSteffen.com. Like Jen.
I always actually, make I think it's Jennifer.
Jennifer?
Yeah, I don't know if the email gets me. Right. It's Jen. But okay. Yes, Jennifer. Right. Yes.
Molly.
Molly.
Rich E.
Yo.
E.
Ken E.
Yep.
Doug E. Actually, that's Jennifer and her dad's name for me.
Dougie.
All right, let's see what's going on here. Osama bin Laden had a library, E-I-E-I-O. And in this library, Mr. Obama, why do I do that? I do that all the time. And I don't mean it as a Freudian slip. I've always done that, Richie, right? Since Obama was running, bin Laden, Obama, somehow or other.
The Osama and Obama thing.
That's it. Close. All right, so this was, who's got the story? Molly. The eclectic nature of his bookshelf.
Yes.
Fascination with the West. And
a ton of Nora Roberts fiction, which is weird. Right.
Yeah. Really weird.
Mad magazines.
Yeah.
The Onion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So what else is there?
Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
Silk screening instructions.
Yeah.
Ooh, which is my favorite, Amelia Bedelia. So funny.
Oh my God.
The art of digital video.
Yeah.
There was
lots of Playboys.
Yeah.
So we've heard about the Playboys.
Some stuff's a little rougher than that, Richie, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, that's that story. McDonald's!
Is it? Do we really know what's on his bookshelf?
Why, you got something else you want to add to this?
Well, what was on his bookshelf?
That was it. All
like
that stuff.
Semi-dum.
Oh, there's so much more. There's Star Force 2, video game guide.
Really?
Oh, there's stuff that you go, what? But then there's also Bloodlines of the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
America's Strategic Blunders.
Really?
Obama's Wars.
Really?
Necessary Illusions, Thought Control in Democratic Societies.
Huh.
There was a lot. Apparently,
Rory
he was
Masters.
That's an inside too.
Very inside. Yeah. Just had to throw it out.
Okay. The line of the day, though, actually.
Yeah, it might be.
So anyway.
Insiders, anyway. All right, so that's we got this. The point is that there was a rather interesting mix of material.
Well, he didn't have a big social life at the end. So he had to have some reading material.
Yeah. All right, so now let's move to what's going on at the McDonald's headquarters today. Shareholders having their annual meeting and thousands of demonstrations. The headquarters are in Oak Brook, Illinois. The annual shareholder meeting, protesters there want more money. Union reps were at the meeting yesterday. They want $15 an hour. $15 an hour. That affects.
Is that a lot? Is that a lot to ask?
Yes.
To flip a burger and take my $3 for a Happy Meal?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
I
a lot.
Want people handling my food to be happy and content.
Well, people
and
here will pay $5 for
you
a McDonald's
who's
hamburger.
Be handling your food in the next 5 years?
Robot Ron.
Yeah. Ron.
Yeah.
Is going to be saying, welcome to McDonald's. What may I get you?
I saw.
Really? But for $15? It just doesn't seem like that's a lot of
come
money.
Come on, Molly. Oh. What are you talking? That's $4, $5
more
than most of them make. More
than
what do you think that's going to do? There's a dozen people working in the McDonald's. What do you think that the payroll times 12 times 5 or 10 times 5? Easy. $50 more an hour.
Okay, but
times
this isn't
12 hours a day. That's 5
McDonald's
times 12
is
6.
Well.
That's 6.
I haven't.
$100. What did you say?
McDonald's
does this in other countries. Pays their employees much more than they pay them in
America. But they charge more for the hamburger.
Not noticeably more.
No,
really?
They're not paying them $15 an hour. And you go to Colombia, and the average pay per hour is like $3 an hour. So, okay, big deal. We give them $6 an hour. Big deal, right? It's not like they're looking for something that is so out of the extreme that it's going to affect the ability or affect the bottom line.
Yeah, and trust me when I tell you this, if the minimum wage goes up like it's going to probably over the next 5 years to $15 an hour, McDonald's is not going to let their profits fall. McDonald's is not going to make any less money than they're making today. Well, they're going to want to try to make more. So those prices are going to go up,
their
up,
profits
up.
Are already falling.
Well, then people will go somewhere else. There's a lot of now the regional outfits like In-N-Out Burger,
Carl's. Yeah, but those will go across the board.
What's the big...
Well, I think they pay more now anyway.
The big issue In-N-Out. Here is that people don't want to better themselves to make more money.
Yeah.
They just want to sit there on their butts and demand more
money.
Yeah,
see, that's what's wrong with this.
Oh, you guys, now I could make a good argument here, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to start an argument with us?
Let's hear it.
I know. The thing I could... Oh, God, they're ganging up on me, Kenny.
No.
You just stuck it on me.
I've tried this once before.
Kenny's having some pride.
See, this is a newbie. She'll learn. Go ahead.
Yeah, probably after this it won't happen again, but I must make my mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So these jobs used to be held by kids in high school. It was an entry-level job. Right. But since there are fewer jobs in manufacturing, things like that have gone overseas, then maybe a single mom has to have this job. Maybe she's been laid off. Somebody else has been laid off. And
maybe an illegal immigrant has the job.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe. But my point is, mostly Americans have these jobs.
Mostly
and they're not
they
the
don't.
People that used to hold them.
I shouldn't interrupt you, because that's important.
No, let her finish.
Ahead, please.
Well, but my point is, the same people who used to hold these jobs are not holding these jobs now. And so if a single mother is holding this job and she has two kids at home, you know, really, what is $15 an hour to her? That's just basic living wage.
Okay, so
but you're on, that's the giving end. Now, somebody like me who has a farm, if I had to pay that kind of money, well, I've gone out of business anyway, mostly because of that sort of thing. And it just it doesn't sustain itself. The lower, smaller family organizations, maybe the big corporations,
the smaller people go
out of business. Go ahead, Jennifer, you take it.
No, because I run a small business, and here's the thing. If you raise the minimum wage by $6, that means that I have to raise every employee that I have up $6 to keep them away from that minimum wage thing so that they don't think they have a minimum wage job. And I go out of business real fast. It's not fair to small businesses to strap that on them. And if you want to talk about profits, yeah, McDonald's has them. Maybe some of the other big corporations have them. But why not, you know, why hold and tie the hands of the small business who really can't afford
this? Minimum wage is a living wage. Then why do you need to go above that if it's a fair wage?
I don't buy that the minimum wage is a living wage because
it's
here's what happens. When the minimum wage goes up, everything else is going to cost more. So the same, you know, the same problem is always going to follow that minimum wage. You're setting a precedent, everything else is going to go up by $6.
The answer is not to make an entry-level job a living wage job that people can live on. The answer is for the government, okay, and our economy to make more, better jobs that these people can aspire to do and learn to work.
Well, I agree with you on that as well, but sometimes there just aren't those jobs, and for the last few years in this country, there have not been those jobs.
Middle-class citizen living, working the cash register at McDonald's, accept it, better yourself, and move along.
Or get another job, have two jobs. A lot of people do that.
And if you really want to get...
Then who takes care of the kids if they have kids at home?
Don't have kids.
Right. Okay, maybe you have kids, maybe you lost your job, maybe your job was
outsourced, and you can afford to give your kids the lifestyle that you want to give them.
And who takes care of the kids in the process? There's child care that has to be paid for. What?
You know?
Now that's an outrage.
But everybody has choices is what Rich is getting at. And I think, I mean, the bottom line here is you ruin that the element of the American dream, which is wanting to better yourself, wanting to do more, not just accepting the status quo, which is what the government wants you to do. The government wants you to accept minimum wage being higher because they want to keep you addicted to their programs so that they can continue to get bigger and get involved in your life.
Let's talk to Ron, who's listening to KUGN in Eugene, Oregon. Hi, Ron. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, yeah.
Go ahead.
How are you?
Yeah. Well, fine. How about you?
Yeah. Real good. I'm on a cell phone, so I don't know if I'd end up losing you or not.
No, you sound terrific. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, what I want to say is the CEOs of McDonald's make a lot of money.
And
if it wasn't for the people flipping the hamburger,
Ron.
What happened? Where is he? He's still there.
Is he?
Ron. He's still on my board, Richie.
Yeah,
Ron, he was on his cell phone. Maybe that's what he meant.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's an argument that comes up often.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a specious argument. I was reading yesterday an article about a fellow running one of the divisions of NBC who made $100 million last year because of the incentives and how well the television shows and the networks he was running were doing. Made twice as much as the guy that ran ABC, and he wasn't running NBC, he was running a division of NBC. And I was reading what he did in order to do that. He figured out most of the problems and solved them himself. And because of him, the network made $1 billion more last year than it did the year, or the networks, that division of NBC, made $1 billion more. So is he worth 10%? If it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have made an extra $1 billion. So should he get 10% of it? I think so. I'd want 10% of whatever I got.
Sure.
If it was his decision, his leadership, his operation, of course he deserves that money. And all these people who say, oh, the CEOs get this, that, or the other thing. You need a CEO. This is the whole trickle-down theory of the guys on the top make too much money and they screw the poor little guys down at the bottom. You know, that just doesn't hold. And it's the same people who say, well, we got to take money away from the rich people because there are a lot of poor people.
So then let's just stop giving out jobs.
Where do you think the money comes from? to run these companies or to invest in the future of whatever industries we're trying to build here.
That guy who's just smart enough to make the right decisions.
Yeah,
right. If you don't have that guy, you're done.
If I were running a McDonald's,
girl.
Here's what I would say. I'd say, I'm not giving you more money. This is your wage. This
First
is the fair
you're not
wage that
giving
I'm giving
them
you.
Money. They're working for it.
Okay. This is, but let
in
me
some
my
instances,
plan here.
You're going to some of these places. I was in a place yesterday at the airport, and a woman had to holler. I got a piece of fish, and that's all. Am I getting ready? There are four people standing in the corner talking, and this woman standing here looking at him. There's one woman working, four people talking. She said, "Excuse me, could one of you help me?" And they gave her a dirty look. You're fired.
Yeah. Well, so here's my plan.
Why are you eating fish at an airport?
Right. Well, because Dougie eats fish everywhere. But what about this? What about saying, hey, you're not giving me more money, but if you want to earn more money, then I will give you 10% of everything that you sell to a customer as an upsell or something. You know, ask them if they want dessert. Ask them if they want a starter. Ask
them
if they want...
Well, yeah, incentives are great.
Hi, John, in York, Pennsylvania. You're on the air, sir. Hi.
Hi, this is the John that owned the small stock brokerage for almost 20 years in York and sold it in 2001.
And did well selling it, I hope.
I did pretty okay.
Good. Good.
Pretty okay is good.
Good, yeah.
Anyhow, I like to look at this thing as our wages have not kept up with inflation. I use what I call the Volkswagen inflation factor. When I worked minimum wage in the 60s, I made $1.50 an hour, I think it was.
Yeah, me too.
I have a new Volkswagen for $1,800.
Yeah.
That new Volkswagen now sells for a minimum of 10 times that.
Yes.
Is minimum wage 10 times that?
Nope. Good point.
Nope.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
Also, Volkswagen has become more of a luxury brand, though. A
couple more comments. Paul's in Maryland. Go ahead, sir.
I have a solution. Instead of giving $6 an hour raise to the minimum wage, why not have the employers put $3 per hour into an education fund, and then those employees who want to get out of an entry-level position can tap into the education fund.
I love you.
Fund.
Yeah.
And you can become a manager of McDonald's.
Yep.
Yeah, I think Starbucks does something like that now.
Do they really?
Something like that,
yeah. Yeah, right, that's good. For education.
All right, Max, you're a genius. What do you think, Max? Go ahead, please. You're on the air in Tucson. Go ahead.
I'm from Columbus, Ohio originally, and I worked for a small police department in a suburb of Columbus. And when I was there, we only made $8.90 an hour.
Woo, as a policeman?
As a policeman. About 4 years ago, that same department was only making $9.10 an hour.
Yeah, well, that's why they have the trouble that they have in some of these places. What town in outside of Columbus are you talking about? Not the one that's the wealthy community begins with a D. What's the name of it? I can't remember.
That was Dublin.
Dublin, right. You didn't work in Dublin.
No, I didn't work in Dublin. It was a small village called Valley View.
Yeah, okay. I actually know that village, yeah. All right, there's another good point that we could go on with for an hour, but we don't have time to do that. But that was a good conversation. Thank you. Where are we? 12:04 the hour. This is a good day.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
A recent Pew Research Center report found more than half of Americans have used their smartphones to conduct online banking in the last year. Ally Bank President and CEO Diane Murray.
Consumers are becoming increasingly savvy when it comes to mobile banking. They're looking for simplicity, convenience, and functionality.
Financial services companies like Ally Bank are not only embracing the trend, but leading the pack when it comes to the digital commerce age. As an online bank, they offer a full range of products and services without physical branches. Customers can bank by calling Ally directly, but many choose to do all their banking right from their smartphone, laptop, or tablet. They've now launched Ally Assist, which allows customers to speak or type a request and receive an immediate automated response.
What is Ally's routing number? We're very focused on our customers at Ally. Being able to anticipate their needs and offer personalized digital services is completely consistent with our goal of being straightforward and providing an obviously better banking experience to help consumers manage their hard-earned money.
For more, go to ally.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7766 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 7766.
Wow. ConAgra, speaking of food news, been fined $11 million for having salmonella in their peanut butter. ConAgra Foods owns Peter Pan, and Peter Pan has salmonella problems, so don't buy Peter Pan peanut butter.
Flavorings.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Spend your life with Expendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now 53. What is that? What's all that noise?
That was our Chrysler thing.
Nice going, Richie.
But he's not here, so.
Tommy Decay is traveling today on the same airplane that I was on yesterday, going in a different direction. So good for him. Meanwhile, we have some television news. Most of it is focused on David Letterman, appropriately. Before we get to that, though, we introduce you and enjoy the beginnings of the warm weather, the summer sunshine, summer season, which brings barbecues and beach balls. It's Memorial Day weekend. Whether you're the one manning the grill or femaling the grill. I don't like manning the grill. How's a woman is doing it? Manning, femaling
it. I can still man the grill.
If you're in charge of the grill or you just enjoy food and drink at this time of year, Brian Osich has some ways to keep the calories under control at the grill.
50% of grill owners fire up on summer holidays like Memorial Day, the 4th of July, and Labor Day. But there's also plenty of grilling going on throughout the entire summer season. That's why registered dietitian Robin Flipsey says it's a good idea to balance food choices when planning your menu and filling your plate.
To get the
party started, make sure you have plenty of in-season fruits and veggies on hand, as well as lean meats, fish, and chicken you can grill with flavorful marinades.
Flipsy recommends keeping portion sizes under control, because by practicing moderation, there's room to enjoy everything.
Whether you're bringing your favorite seven-layer dip or delicious dessert, make sure you include a serving utensil that promotes practical portions. And when hosting, supply sensibly sized plates and cups and offer a variety of refreshing beverages, like the 7.5-ounce, 90-calorie Coca-Cola mini cans to encourage portion control. And don't forget to recycle.
That's Lifestyles with Robin Flipsy, consultant for the Coca-Cola Company.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
All right, with television news, Jen, I think we have to spend a majority of time on David Letterman and his last top 10 list, read by various celebrities that were on the show last night.
Top 10 things I've always wanted to say to Dave. Number 10, Alec Baldwin.
Of all the talk shows, yours is most geographically convenient to my home.
Number 9, Barbara Walters.
Dave, did you know that you wear the same cologne as Muammar Gaddafi?
Yes, yes, Barbara. Number 8, Steve Martin. Your extensive plastic surgery was a necessity. And a mistake. Number 7, Jerry Seinfeld.
Dave, I have no idea what I'll do when you go off the air. You know, I just thought of something. I'll be fine.
Number 6, Jim Carrey.
Honestly, Dave, I've always found you to be a bit of an overactor.
Number 5, Chris Rock.
I'm just glad your show is being given to another white guy.
Number 4, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, lady.
For letting me take part in another hugely disappointing series finale.
Number 3, Peyton Manning.
Dave, you are the comedy. What I am, the comedy.
Number 2, Tina Fey. My favorite.
Thanks for finally proving men can be funny.
Number 1, Bill Murray, ladies and gentlemen.
Dave, I'll never have the money I owe you.
Oh, no.
That's terrific.
Did you see how hammered he got, by the way?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. I guess he was drinking vodka with Letterman, and then he went on MSNBC and had some wine, and he fell out of the chair.
Aww.
All right. Other television news. Fox says only 10 people on the Republican presidential debates. Is that true?
Yeah, that's because how are they going to fit them all? I think we're not stopping until they get to like 154 candidates.
You're like bleachers.
Yeah, so I think, you know, the first debate, they said they're going to have to limit to 10. Imagine if they didn't, how long you'd be there. Holy moly.
Yeah. All right, what else? Got no more blow-by from Stephanopoulos. He's not involved in the Republican debates right at ABC. He's I think they're right, said he shouldn't be involved in the political coverage at all next year. None of it. Anybody agree or disagree with that?
I'd probably agree with that. Conflict.
He is what he is.
All right, today is Red Nose Day, comedy for a good cause. Did you see the stars? Was it Pharrell Williams and Sam Smith with the noses? Did you see that?
Everybody goes.
I don't have it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.